Now, we're doing a taste test this afternoon, and it's an interesting one, this one, because we've been given some sausage rolls and potato cakes. But are they sausage rolls? No, it's not sausage at all. Joining us now from the meat-free company is Emma White. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thanks.
It's not meat.
No, it's not.
What is it?
What is it? It's made with pea protein. So we are actually trying to replicate, obviously, a sausage roll and a party pie. We're done with pea protein opposed to soy or meat.
Yeah, they are delicious, Petey, aren't they? I mean, you and I are experts.
I love sausage rolls.
Same.
And I make my own. I'm quite a hard taskmaster, but these are very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
So, Emma, you make the pastry like a traditional pastry would be for a sausage roll?
Yeah, so obviously instead of using butter, we use a margarine or, you know, canola oil combination, which is obviously still layered within the pastry itself. So therefore you get that nice flakiness. And yeah, the sausage roll sort of came about from, as you say, you make your own at home. I make mine at home. It's sort of like my nana's like sort of texture and consistency, so it's quite firm still, which is something that I like. We haven't had any bad experiences.
And are you finding that people are tending to ask more for these meat-free alternatives with things like you're mostly making finger food for parties, party pies, sausage rolls, tiny potato cakes, which are just fantastic. Are you finding that there is a demand for them?
Yeah, definitely. I think the supermarket shelves are definitely showing you that plant-based is here to stay. I was in America in 2019, and that was a huge influence on Why Meat coming about because of the sustainability of food in general, and the population's not going to be there from a meat perspective.
Just wondering, Emma, with regard to calorie content, now those of us whose belts might be tightening a little bit at this time of the year, coming off winter.
I'd have no idea.
No, I know. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But compared to a normal sausage roll, I mean, are these, I know they're plant-based, are they actually better for your waistline? I know there's pastry there and it is delicious. What's the story there?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're a hell of a lot more nutritious than a sausage roll or a party pie that you would get from a meat product.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is basically the proposition that we are obviously giving consumers is a choice. I don't know whether or not you guys know, obviously you've got your grandson here today, but
he hasn't stopped eating them, by the way. I'm sorry, everybody.
You know, dietary requirements is something that you get on an invite all the time now. And when I was a kid growing up, dietary requirements were not like unheard of. And I think this gives either a meat eater or a vegetarian, vegan eater that option, and you're not compromising on quality and flavor and taste.
Flavor,
and
I think, taste.
Yeah, we had a birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and they had the normal regular party pies and my party pies and sausage rolls out on the table. Mine went before the other party pies.
Yes.
I just think
that's a true test at the cold face.
Yeah, there it is.
Love it.
Yeah.
Emma, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And it's the Why Meat Co. They're baked right here in Victoria. So Grab and I was really happy to support local businesses during the Friday lunch.
Tastes like this.
Thank you for bringing in the tasters, and big thumbs up from us. They're fantastic. Really good.
Amazing.
Congratulations
Thank you, guys.
To you, Ta. Emma White there from Why Meat Co.